This is your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. The region of Queens is no longer asking for an immediate 106% increase to water rates, but customers will still have to pay about 115% more over 3 years if the municipality's application to the Nova Scotia Regulatory and Appeals Board is successful. In documents filed with the board on November 7th, the region is now asking for a 43% increase in the first year for its 1,200 water utility customers in Liverpool and Brooklyn. Before the region filed its revised rate hike request, the Queens Community Health Board also filed a comprehensive objection to the planned increases, calling them unreasonable, unjust, and unprecedented. The board is the only registered intervener in the hearing. Board Chair Tara Jerzina told QCCR this week that many people can't afford to pay up to an extra $461 a year for water services.
I think the perspective of the Community Health Board is the shock of the increase that is coming forward. The municipality does need to run a balanced utility, and we're aware of that. It's just that the 115-ish percent over 3 years, while there's such a large percentage of water loss, is this concerning part we have, particularly for our vulnerable residents.
The Provincial Regulatory Board will hold a public hearing into the region's water rate request on Wednesday, November 19th at 10:30 a.m. in council chambers at the region's offices on White Point Road. Jerzina said it's important for residents to have their say at the hearing.
And the board members, like any like a council meeting, need to know the perspective of the community impacted.
If you want to speak at the hearing, you must notify the board by Friday, November 14th by email at board@novascotia.ca, by phone at 902-424-1333, or toll-free at 1-844-809-0010. The region says it needs to raise rates by more than 100% over 3 years to deal with an $800,000 deficit. It's also been struggling to keep a lid on significant leaks in the system, losing up to 69% of its water each year through faulty water mains and other unrepaired damage. That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.